Coming up at 9, Thursday playoff Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. And I am being called on the Subaru of New England text line a homer, Curtis, for suggesting that Garrett Crochet will outpitch Max Fried tonight. So that's fine. I'll accept it. That's what I am.
It is out of character for you to go against a guy that last name spells fried. But
I mean, I've lived here for 58 years. I have never-ending faith and belief in our sports franchises, and so I'm not concerned about this evening. I am more concerned about tomorrow night and Brian Baio. So,
everything that they wanted from Crochet, he has delivered.
Right.
And a lefty is what you need at Yankee Stadium to help prevent the advantage of the short porch and right. I think he meets the moment tonight, and Mitch is probably right. They'll pitch around Aaron Judge and go after everybody else.
Because I don't feel like Crochet is the least of your issues. It's really about what your bats do. I feel the same way after hearing Chimes lead to about Bayo is the same thing. If your bats are hot, I think your pitchers are going to go out there and they're going to do what they've done for the majority of the season.
Yeah, I mean, do you end up sitting Abreu or Duran against a lefty tonight or something? And I don't know.
I wouldn't sit Duran. I mean, I wouldn't sit him, and I wouldn't sit Abreu either. But I guess.
And so they feel like Bregman will be fine. Like he flew separately, but he will be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's like the flu or whatever. Yeah. Anybody the allergies,
stomach
or whatever,
bug, or something like that.
I don't think it's stomach. I haven't seen. Have you heard anybody with a stomach bug?
No. But if they're flying them separate,
That's you fly them separate. That's great. But then you all share a clubhouse. Like you all share a space the entire time. I saw that Brad Foe had him like a video of him on the field. So we're just here to assume that he will be good to go. That's why he's out there.
Get him a K at 95. They must have a few of those lying around since COVID. You can wear a mask.
I just worry about it becoming a problem with other guys that all come down
with
the same
saying.
Thing.
I would bench Duran. He's 0-10 against Fried.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to Craig Breslow about all of these things coming up at 9, but right now this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you every day on this show by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and their staff are your neighbors, and they stand beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. So if that is you, call them today, and they will help and get you what you deserve. Yes.
So quick notes for tonight. Bregman, 5-for-13 with a home run against Fried. Look for that tonight. And Trevor Story has 2 home runs and 16 at bats against Fried. So those two might be your guys you lean on for a win tonight in game 1.
Okay. Excellent. Where are we beginning this morning?
Well, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, Greg. Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, talked about Alex Cora, which led him to a nugget that everyone seemed to believe about the Red Sox this season. Here was Aaron Boone.
I think he's really good. I think he they play the game within the game really well. You know, I think he's a really good leader. I think his team, you know, kind of embodies who he is. And I think he does a really good job of helping set and define the culture over there. And obviously, you know, they've gone through a couple of tough years, but he's always been the clear leader of that group. And you started to see it come together a little bit last year, I felt like. And now, you know, obviously this year, after, you know, a little bit of an uneven start, they've really become obviously a very good team and one of the best teams in the league here the second half of the year. And but I think a lot of people saw it coming, too, contrary to what I think he's played the little engine that could over there a little bit. I think a lot of people knew the Red Sox were coming this year. So, but I think he's one of the game's really good ones.
Yeah, whatever it takes. If that's what Alex Cora is using to motivate the fellas, then I am fine with that.
Put that on a motivational T-shirt, though. The little engine that could.
The little engine that could.
Yep.
Yeah.
right. Yeah, that is.
Oh, that's good.
That is good material.
Okay, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, one of your Boston Red Sox, the guy actually taking the mound tonight, Garrett Crochet, was speaking to the media and talked about his decision to encourage the team to go business casual for their flight to New York. Really wanted them to dress up.
It's a business trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Bubs Edelman used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Crochet explained why he did that.
You decided that the team would dress up a little bit on their way to New York. What went into that, and you know, why did you feel that was a good time to do it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was telling the rookies when we were celebrating clinching, it's, you know, this could be the one time you get to do this as a major leaguer, so let's enjoy it and let's feel good about ourselves.
All right.
Yeah, business trip. I guess he overruled Alex Cora. At least that's what Alex Cora said, and sent a group text to the fellas and said, let's dress up a little bit.
Wear a collared shirt, fellas.
Why not?
Is there anything more annoying than finding out you have to dress up for something?
Collared shirts.
Yeah. Dress for the job you want. That's what they say. Yeah. So hopefully they are dressing for round two of the playoffs.
We always had to wear suits when we traveled.
Yeah,
that was the thing that we always had to wear suits. Yeah. I mean, now it's a little
that
different.
That was prior to you getting to know your guy, Quazo, so you probably had to pay for the suit as opposed to just giving him and free radio plugs.
And remember, back then, the suits were a lot different than how my man Quazo makes them. Now they're a little bit more fitting.
Yep.
You know, they're
colorful.
Back then, we were like, man, we had the big suits on like we were going to church, gaiters and everything. Like we were in an R&B group.
It's a bad memory, but is the most impactful attire for a big game, the 07 Giants wearing black for the Patriots funeral. Like, that was ballsy.
I would say the Letterman jackets by the Texans.
Oh, and then got blown out. Well,
that's
that was
the
hilarious.
Opposite. Right.
I thought you meant like which.
Like just... the best. Like the Giants wore black.
Oh, okay.
They said they were coming to bury the Patriots' perfect season, and they did.
All right. Top five best dress ups before the games. I would have to go number one, Miami Hurricanes, when they came off the plane.
Number one.
The fatigues?
And all fatigues, awesome. Yes. So
was that against the Catholics, convicts? That was that thing?
I think that was against, that was like.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of what Matt Collins did last year for Halloween, showing up as Animal from The Muppets.
Okay.
That's on brand with you.
I know.
Can we have a segment dedicated to facts on his furry past? Or maybe furry current.
You've never dressed as a Muppet, like, I hope.
Not a Muppet.
Okay, because that would be even creepier than just being a furry, which
yeah,
you
but
are.
They're not really furry, I would say. I mean, outside of, like, Fozzie Bear a little bit, but, like, I guess Cookie Monster's a little furry, but not really.
Now, Wiggy, is it accurate that after Quazo made your last suit,
mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown went to him and asked him to please use trash next time because the amount of cloth that was used to make your suit was affecting the sustainability of Earth?
I mean, as long as this fits good. Okay. If it's a trash suit, I'll wear it. Okay. It's made with trash.
Right. What's next?
Well, Greg, it's funny you bring up Jaylen Brown because he was asking the very same question we've all been asking. What on earth is the keeper of the light for the New England Patriots? Mego asked him about that, our own Mego, and here is what Jaylen had to say.
Jaylen, you were at the Patriots game yesterday.
I was.
Part of the keeper of the light tradition. What does it mean to you to be able to take part in some of the larger area sports traditions like that? And where do you see yourself in kind of the local fabric of the sports scene here?
Do you know what the keeper of the light tradition is? Because I asked like five people and nobody...
It's like ringing the bell and a Wahlberg stands up there.
Yeah, but what is it ringing the bell? What does it symbolize? Does it symbolize anything or is it just, I was just like, alert everybody that the game is, okay, gotcha. Paul Revere? Okay, that's some American history. It was fun. It was fun. Took some of the guys with me. It was a good experience. I'm scared of heights. That's something, so I didn't know that it was going to be that high up. I think I overcame my fears. So just because you have fears doesn't mean you should let them stop you from doing what you want to do.
Mm. All right, here you go.
Okay, I don't think it has anything to do with Paul Revere.
I don't think so either.
There was no bell. Paul Revere was not ringing a bell.
He's in the old church house, right?
He was yelling, what's that?
The old North Church, right?
Well, I mean, do you know the other two dudes who were also riding their horses and yelling that the British are coming?
You've asked this question before. You've given this answer, and I don't remember their names.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
No, I believe it was Jimmy Winthrop and Peter Saugus. I thought it was something to do with
the lighthouse.
Fishermen or like boats or something like that.
I thought it was like there's a lighthouse, you're the keeper of the light.
Right, but the light. Yeah.
Normally, lighthouses are on the ocean, but Wiggy, that's the funny part. Foxborough is like 40 minutes from the ocean.
Correct, but it like brings in New England tradition of being on the water. Lighthouses.
Gotcha.
Keeper but it's of like, the light.
But doesn't that mean like for like the fishermen or the late boats right. are in out there? Like, all
it's
right.
like the guiding light home.
I thought you would know this because don't you and Santo take a bunch of pictures in
no,
front of lighthouses?
Like, that was
what it stands for. What it stands for is. When anybody on this current team defense tries to tackle somebody and they get their bell rung, that's what it stands for.
All right, yeah, I didn't know that.
What? See what?
Honors the historic lighthouses of New England.
Well, Courtney, everybody knows that it's a lighthouse. Of course it honors.
So
the
why
lighthouse.
Was the question asked?
Because well, she was just asking if anybody knew what the tradition was.
He right. asked, but I'm saying.
What do you mean? Who asked?
Jaylen Brown asked.
Well,
not
he
Mega.
Didn't know what the bell. I don't think anybody knows what the bell.
No,
has
he was
to
asking what the keeper of the light meant.
Right, but then you're up there ringing the bell. Like I don't think anybody knows what that. I mean, the keeper of the light is somebody who lives at the lighthouse.
Right. And, okay, like, that's yeah. what I thought we were.
Yeah.
No, I just.
It's just funny that he asked like four people at the Patriots facility yeah. and nobody could tell.
Right. Like mm-hmm. So when they're ringing the bell, does that means? Enemy ships are coming. Does that mean, hey, the boys are coming back home from a long
careful,
fishing
careful, it's a rocky coast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what he was asking, and I wouldn't know about it. What does that mean?
I
when
mean,
you...
it's only been there for like a year, so it's really not a tradition yet, I don't think. But
also, it's kind of a dumb one, if
you
we're
don't
being
like
honest.
It? I mean, it gets everybody pumped up. They can all look up there and go, hey, there's...
The more. Only time it was ever actually cool was when it was Tom Brady.
Well, yes.
Well, no,
that's just because Tom Brady was there.
But I like Jaylen Brown doing it. I like when you have...
Well,
like,
Jaylen Brown just came with Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg was the one
oh,
who did it.
Oh, all right. So that's a good one when you have the big celebrities doing it. Sometimes they'll just throw randos up there.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you know, Jimmy the firefighter will be up there ringing the bell.
I think Len Caird is going to do it at some point.
Oh, I think they always try to get a celebrity.
No,
they don't do like...
No, sometimes it's like rando celebrities, though. I'm like, who's that?
Can we get a Keep Their Heads Ringing rejoin, though, in honor of ringing the light?
Yeah. Okay. What about Bonnie Pointer? You can ring my bell.
Ooh, that's a great one.
You can ring my bell.
You have a wider catalog.
That song rips. Can we play that one?
Bell. Anything else?
Yeah, one more quick one. Wiggy yesterday had a lead, great lead by Wiggy, as always, on the Patriots should go out and acquire A.J. Brown. Well, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media and believes A.J. Brown isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously A.J. is very important to this football team. You know, I know he wants to contribute. I know he wants to contribute and, you know, do the things that he's capable of doing. I question nothing about, you know, his desire to play great football, his desire of being a good teammate, his desire to be here.
Okay. I mean, wouldn't you, Wiggy, you can answer this question better than anybody else, but he's on a team that's 4-0 and is probably going to be back at the Super Bowl. Wouldn't you prefer that to going somewhere else?
When you want to be the guy.
Yeah, Wiggy,
you've
can
already
I ask,
won a Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a question? I heard this proposed, and I'm curious your thoughts as a former NFL tight end.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a player and you were in the Super Bowl, what would matter more to you? If you're a receiver specifically,
yep.
having 10 for a buck 50 and like two touchdowns and losing, or having one catch for 7 yards and winning?
I would say one catch for 7 yards and winning, because that one catch could be the game-winning catch to set up the field goal that you actually need to win the Super Bowl. So
and that, Wiggy did that in Super Bowl 36.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So that catch will always be the catch that people remember, because if it wasn't for the 7 yards, now Vinatieri's kicking from a distance where he's not very good from. And so you need that extra 7 yards to make sure he's in his money range, and that one catch for 7 yards is the last thing that people remember before the field goal goes through the upright to start basically what has been a dynasty and all
We're
of...
We're up against the clock.
Oh, sports Guess history, what? Sorry.
Well done, Wiggs. The other thing is, look at the amount of guys from the Patriots that are on TV everywhere. Look at the amount of guys locally. When you win championships, like look at Matt Chatham. He only tackled a streaker.
Yeah.
But he had like a crepe shop. He's got like everybody from those teams... are able to monetize winning, whereas the others, if you have a big game, you're not going to be quite as much in demand.
This is Jim from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Greg. Hey, love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Courtney, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
I heard you guys talking about lighthouses. And I used to be a lighthouse keeper in Boston, at Boston Light.
Really?
Which is the oldest lighthouse in North America.
As, that was your job?
I was there for 2 years, and I was keeper of the light.
So, what, like, what were your duties?
Our duties, we'd do a week on, 4 days off. We'd send weather reports to...
Sick brag, bro.
Oh, it scared me.
And send weather reports to Logan and give tours out there.
Wow.
And, now it's that was the last man lighthouse in North America.
Now, were there, you may not want to reveal this publicly, but were there lighthouse groupies that would show up because they loved the lighthouse?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that would show up and just want a tour. And a lot of historians, you know.
What do you make as a keeper of the light?
It was awesome. I had my dog out there.
No, what do you make? What do you get paid? I'm just curious. I'm thinking of changing careers.
Well, I was active duty Coast Guard.
Oh, okay.
Sick brag, bro.
It wasn't much, Curtis. Yeah.
So you had to sleep out there in the lighthouse?
What happens in the light? Jim is saying what happens in the lighthouse stays in the lighthouse. Mm. A lot of groupies.
Kind of romantic.
We got to take a break. We will get to today's news next.